Blog Talk Radio.
No matter if they have or bear, I don't know if they end up near, but I'm in for fight, I get from fear. We got next, yeah. We got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah. These words, speak it to the air. No matter if they have or bear, I don't know if they end up near, but I'm in for fight, I get from fear. We got next, yeah. We got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah. I can see it now, I can see it now. Push it all around. Blush it all around. They sell our feet. The faces of our enemies bowing down. We burning their cities to the ground. The fool shall die with the pride of a town. Crying over humanity. Older humanity. Their minds full of profanity. When they witness the calamity. They realize the possessing of their possessions with vanity. And the destruction of their perception is sanity. Yasharala, we shall reign for eternity. I know, this is what they hate to see. They say, waiting patiently, faithfully, knowing we coming to the end of 400 years of captivity. So walk into the rich man as his hand, at the top of these straight buildings, with your dance, scattering the children. Now so children calling me to your evil villains. And there shall be no remorse for your precious villains. These words speak into the air, no matter if they have to bear. I don't know that the end draws near, but I'm able to fight against my fear. We got next, yeah. We got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah. These words speak into the air, no matter if they have to bear. I don't know that the end draws near, but I'm able to fight against my fear. We got next, yeah. We got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah.
Enter the plate like Ken Griff, Eco with the fist. Grand slam to the abyss. Once we swing the golden fist of the North Star. You live in sins where you subpar. Raise the bar, speak the spirit of wisdom. She travels far beyond the cosmos. Where the ancient of days dwells. The hell was slanging in the streets, eating off drug sales. My CIA cartel, moving tons of sorcery. Trick the masses to worship Lucy for their daily grocery. We beat them 12 tribes, shining like diamonds, rubies, and amethyst opponents. Or the false Christ, condolence to the police. Who say every corner, Diallo, Sean Bell, and Malice Green. It ain't a thing, we trashing your army, navy, and submarine. The righteous team, cleansed by the blood of Judah, the risen lamb. We chopped and set the heads off the beast and gunning for Uncle Sam. For the camp you ran, Baffle declarated, confiscated our land. But we got next, evacuated.
These words,
stick
it to the air, no matter if they have or bear. I don't know that the end draws near, but I'm able to fight against my fear. We got next. Yeah, we got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah. These words speak into the air, no matter if they have to bear. Let them know that the air drops near, tell them I'm gonna fight against my fear. We got next, yeah, we got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah.
Gang, gang, spit, you ain't gang, gang, dick. When the two Hebrews get on that mat, they gon' take this shit. It's been about 400 years, when you shed so many tears. You need NYMG, this ain't no game, bang, it's. Let me see your black fist, tell em, we won't slip. Tell em, united we stand, tell em, divided we slip. Tell em, keep your grip, don't let me go. Cause we got next, it'll save your soul. You better love your neighbor, like you love yourself and that's a start. You better love your God, with all your mind and all your heart. I lift my voice up like a trumpet for your consumption. Say heed these words, it's real, no bluffing. Then it gets to cussing, making threats, fighting, fussing. Then it gets to fussing, everybody running, jumping, ducking. All I gotta say is live righteous to work your labor. Then cash your check,
yo check.
And we get next, let's get that wager.
These words stick into the air, no matter if they have to bear. I don't know that the end draws near, tell them I'm gonna fight against my fear. We got next, yeah, we got next, yup, yup. We got next, yeah. These words speak into the air, no matter if they have to bear. Let them know that the air drops near, tell them I'm gonna fight against my fear. We got next, yeah. We got next, yup, yup. We got next, we got next, yeah.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6. Ask you to start verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. All right, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. And it reads. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. Every word of God is pure. This is every word of the man you admire. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. If you ever wonder why you always feel like you're alone, you ever feel like there's nobody there to protect you, how much trust are you putting into God's word? Or are you looking for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of people in the world for that to be your safety, for that to be your protection? You feel like nobody ever stands up for you, nobody ever defends you, and if you don't do for you, that you're going to be stranded. Well, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a what? Liar. Just stick to the word. Stick to his word. Trust his word. Otherwise, when you start running your mouth and talking, you can be considered, you're considered by God a liar. Let's just make it straight. Whatever imagination and thought, opinion you got, in God's life, you're a liar. You're a $3 bill. Let it go. And stop saying that you trust in God when you don't even know God's word. Stop saying you love God and you don't know God's word. A pretender. You're false. You're fake. You're fabulous. Remember, fabulous, you know, we came up with it in class here. You're a fake ass brother. A phony ass bitch. But those are my words. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And we're going to start at verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. I'm going to read. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. So what's the end of everything? What's the conclusion of it all? Fear God. That's the end of it all. There's nothing more to be said. There's no more debate about your opinion, your thoughts, your how you put these together, how you feel, a dream you had. Let it go. The conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's it. We're in the class right there. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. That's your duty to God. keep his commandments. Don't add to his word. Don't take away from his word. Keep his commandments, which he commanded for thy good. This is not hard. It would only be hard in case if you don't want to keep God's commandments. It would only be hard if you don't love God. Because God said, this is your whole duty. Verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work that somebody does and God judges it, what is God going to use to judge it? Your opinion? When it comes to judgment day and God, and we all stand before God and you're getting judged, what's going to judge you? Your opinion or God's opinion? So why would you still keep trying to push your opinion? That seems so ludicrous. It says with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, who's going to consider, who's going to judge things good and evil, according to whose judgment? The Most High, not yours. Not what you find good, what you find evil. What God finds good and what God finds evil, that's what we're all going to be judged by. His opinion, not yours. His commandments, not yours, is what we're all going to be judged by. His word. But when I don't know his stuff, I don't know his word because I don't study. You're the only one to blame. You're the only one to blame if you ain't studying God's word, like he said. Don't blame it on nothing else. You don't want to. From there, we go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. We're in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whose law? God's law. God's law. Can we look outside right now and see that the earth is still here? Are there clouds in heaven right now? Yeah, or if you might be living in a city where the skies are clear, can you see the stars? So guess what's still here? Heaven and earth. And as long as heaven and earth are here, guess what is never going to pass away? God's law. His word. His truth. His way of doing things is never going to pass away. So when we don't study and let people just come and tell us things according to how they feel or what they dreamed or what have you, this is where a lot of confusion comes in. And you get carried away because you don't study. We're going to Revelation now, chapter 22.
Chapter
22? Yeah. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. It says, for I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. You hear what the Bible says. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. You keep trying to bring your opinion, your what have you? God said he's going to add to you all the plagues that are written in this book. It says deceiving his law. It says deceiving his words. Verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, prophecy, the Most High shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And if you ain't sure, how you know somebody's really speaking with, is God's word or not? Have y'all ever studied how God felt about false prophets who claimed God said something, but he never said it? Have you ever looked and seen what God's judgment was for those type of people? And again, like Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, the fear of God is taught by the precepts of men. You're more afraid of men or a man than you are of the Most High. That's a problem. God has a great issue with that right there. Again, like we went over last class, you can't even know what is wrong in the eyes of God unless you know the law. And if you don't know God's law, how are you going to know if something's right or something's wrong? Well, he seemed like he was about the Most High. So remember where God's word told you that in the last days there's going to be men who appear like they're holy? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof? Then in the last days, many shall not endure sound doctrine? Well, shall he put to themselves teachers, having burning ears, according to their lust? That's the problem with the Most High. That's a real problem. From there, we're going to go to Numbers. Yeah, I like this one. We're going to go to Numbers now. Chapter 15. Verses 30 and 31. Numbers chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. It says, but the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul should be cut off among his people. You do presumptuously, you just presume, well, I thought it was okay. It didn't seem wrong to me. Well, I listened to this person over here, and he said it was cool. Didn't read me the scriptures at all. Didn't read to me what the Most High's words were, his thoughts were, his ways were. But he seemed like he knew what he was talking about. And gave me no scriptures, though, but it seemed correct. Yeah, it sounded deep. It sounded spiritual. It says, that person who does presumptuously, you're going to be cut off. Because you're disrespecting God. Well, I thought it was right. So did you read before you opened your mouth? Did you study before you just did whatever the hell you did? Or was it just about how you felt? Verse 31. Because he that despised the word of the Lord, when you do presumptuously, what are you showing the Most High? When you presume you're going to do this and it's okay with you or okay with this or whatever, but you ain't study, you despise the word of the Lord. You despise the word of God. This is how God sees it. I know everybody wants to become that Lord, that jailhouse lawyer. You want to become the new Johnny Cochran, I guess, and be able to go and really just talk your way out of whatever, because in the world you learn, you just run your mouth long enough, you're going to get it your way. But this is how God sees it. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment. Whose commandment? The Lord's commandment. God's commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. So when you start to get that I'm alone, no one's there, there's a reason. How much are you presuming that what you think and how you do things is right and okay? How much are you presuming that you got your own path, you got your own methods, you got your own way, and you're not keeping the commandments of the Most High? You're not doing things the Most High's way. and you got that lone feeling, you curl up in that fetal position and be sucking your thumb. Nobody loves me. Nobody's there. Guess what? You're right. Because you keep doing presumptuously, and you keep presuming by going by what you think is right, your opinion, or the opinion of some other man or some other person that's not the scriptures, that's not the Most High. So how's the Most High going to leave you? He's not going to be your shield. He's not going to be your protection. So when every little thing, every little noise in them at night keeps you up with paranoia, insomnia, or whatever the hell you might be dealing with, there's a reason for it. You're not going by how the Most High wants things done. You're going by what you presume to be okay, what you presume to be all right, or by what some man says that is not scriptures. That is not the words of the Most High. Brothers, sisters, fam, this ain't hard. This really is not hard. From there, let's use another example of this here. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'm going to start at verse, let me see here. I'm sorry, 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. But everybody write this description down. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And it says, "And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" A lot of people would get mad at God. You get mad like, "I sacrificed this, and I'd be doing this, I'd be doing this, and I still don't have nothing. I'd be sacrificing for this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I still get treated." But Samuel says, does God really appreciate your sacrifice? Or does God appreciate more that you obey his word? Well, he appreciates more that you obey his word. And nobody said you ain't sacrificed, but did not Cain give a sacrifice? Was his sacrifice accepted? No. At least I'm doing something. Are you obeying God's word? He can't see I'm trying. He can see you're trying not to obey his word. Can't something be better than nothing? Look, I know a whole lot of people who don't give a damn about God, but I do. And God sees a whole lot of people who don't give a damn about him either, including you. You're not obeying God's word. How can you obey God's word? You don't even study and know what God's word is. But you're obeying God's word? Really? Or are you following that somebody who you have itching ears who's going to tell you what you want to hear? Who kind of goes with your lifestyle, says you ain't got to change nothing to be right with God. God has to be right with you. Verse 22 from the Sabbath again. It says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs." Verse 23. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." You can be rebellious because you have your lust, your desires, your goals, your schedules, your way of doing things. That this is why you are not going to obey God's word. Then you're a witch. Let me break this down a little bit why he says you're a witch. Because you're going to speak your spell out to anybody that listens while you're right, while you're a victim. You're going to get all sorts of people saying, the more you talk and run your mouth about why the way you see things is correct and why you just misjudge, people don't understand you, people don't get you, busy with a company, It's not really my fault. It's everybody else's fault. And you're going to keep spinning that spell, spinning that incantation until you influence everybody like, well, man, you're right. Yeah, I can see where you're the victim and why, man, if they would just give you a chance, if they would just listen to your way of doing things, and they would see that it's just, you're not doing nothing evil or wrong, you're just doing you. Ultimately, it comes down to you're right, and God, everybody, the whole rest of the world to know what they're doing. Yeah, don't bring God into this. But I don't need scriptures right now. I'm trying to express how I feel. You know, the one I love is, I got to tell you how I feel. I just got to speak the truth. So I just got to tell you how I feel. So if you tell me how you feel, if that's the end of the conversation, that's what makes it okay, because that's how you feel. We're not going to continue the conversation after you express how you feel. Now let's show you how God feels. I got things to do. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm so hungry right now. Hold up. You know, hold that thought. I got to use the bathroom. Somebody's calling. Verse 23. And rebellion is at the center of witchcraft. You're going to run your mouth like a witch and drink time and influence and cast a spell on somebody. And just, I guess, Chris Angel being a mind freak, say, see it your way. And I'm going to keep talking. Keep spitting this stuff on my mouth. I said, you find some man to see. What elephant? Smoking the mirror. Right. Like Todd just said, it's the Jedi mind trick. Nah, I don't want to be mad. You're right. I do want to let everybody you're right. In your rebellion, you're going to keep talking until you get people to see it your way. And the Muslim says, that's witchcraft. It says, for rebellion is at the center of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You're going to keep running your mouth until somebody sees it your way. Until somebody agrees with you. Not the Most High. Anybody. It says, verse 23, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Can you say the word of man? Because you rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected thee from being king. That's why you're not in charge of that.
Verse 24.
Now listen to what Saul said. This was Samuel speaking to King Saul. Listen to what Saul said.
Verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord.
Again, what is sin? I keep going against God's word, not man's word, not people's word. I keep going against God's word. I'm reading it again, verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. I'm more fearful about what people think, what men think. I obey them more than I obey the word of God. And that's what makes you wrong in the eyes of God. I follow my heart. I follow my dreams. I follow my goals. I follow what I got set up in my mind. What I've imagined in my mind to be right. What I've imagined in my mind to be wrong. I follow that, and I'm rebellious against God's word. I'm stubborn to push my way. Why is my way wrong? How come my way can't be accepted? Why do I got to submit? Do you want God to protect you? Do you want the Most High to be there for you? And that's why you submit to his word. That's why you do things his way. From there. We're going to go to 1 Chronicles now. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 13. I'm going to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Actually, hold on. Let me get this. No. I'm going to straight to verse 13, yeah. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. So what did Saul just confess in 1 Samuel 15:24? That he went against God's command. He went against God's word. So now, in that, what was the consequence that happened? We're in First Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. Well, let me read. First Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel for one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. A familiar spirit is something you're familiar with, something you're used to, something that sounds like how you think. Like how you just read in Timothy about, so I know that you go to the dictionary definition, and it's not going to really break it down proper. A familiar spirit is, I'm familiar with this. Somebody's telling me what I like to hear, what I used to hear. Somebody's telling me something that I'm familiar with, I'm close with, I can get with that. They're telling me something that goes with my lust. They're telling me something that goes with my desire. It's something that goes with what I want to hear, like we read about in Timothy, chapter 4, about those people having itching ears that are looking for somebody to tell them what they want to hear. So I'm going to a familiar spirit. You know what? The way I do things, they're telling me things of how I'm used to doing things. They give me advice on what I'm used to doing. Not give me actually the words of the Most High, but they give me what I'm familiar with. See, this is how my mom and dad used to talk. See, this is how my friends in the world used to talk. You know what? I listened to some Migos, and you know what? They said the same thing. So that's why, you know, I can get with this. I listened to BB and CC Winans, and you know what? That song they sang, And this was the exact same thing that I was feeling, I was thinking. Then I had to dream about it.
That must mean something.
It got to mean something. Because I asked for counsel. Not from the Most High, but somebody's going to give me the words of the Most High. They're going to tell me something that I'm familiar with that I want to hear. Verse 14. And inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Now, when you read this whole chapter, if anybody goes back and does read this chapter, not only did Saul die this time, the Most High killed all his sons. For what he was doing. Even though, I'm sorry, I can't say again. But it's only two. Oh, my bad. I mean, I know I said it last time, but no, for real, this time I mean it. It won't happen again. I know I said it three other times that this will never happen again, but I promise you, I swear on my mother's grave that I will not do this again. I swear on the life of my future unborn kids that I will not do this again. I swear to God. I tell you, this is it. I'll put my hand on the stack of Bible. I swear to God. I swear to God. But his actual position was the king of Israel.
So even if you like, even as a king of Israel, you confess to him, he's not, he's fucked up. He's still gets your own bloodline.
saying yes to this, go to Luke 12:48. No, let Congress go. Get Luke 12:48. I'm sorry, I got to get it. 47, Luke 12:47.
The Most High is not an expected person.
See, a lot of people think because people are in authority, and a lot of people in authority get the same mindset. I can do what I want to do. And that's what we're about to read.
That because I'm in charge, I can do whatever the hell I want to do. I can't nobody tell me nothing. That I'm appointed by God. So I can do what I want to do. And if you see all this prosperity I have, all these riches I have, you know what's crazy? We see David did the exact same thing. When David slept with Bathsheba, then had Bathsheba's husband killed, David was on that same silly mindset. I can do what I want to do because I'm a king. I'm not out there at the battle where I'm supposed to be at with the rest of the men, with the rest of Israel. They out there working. I'm home chilling. They out there busting their ass, putting their life on the line. I'm home chilling to where I'm out walking the I'm walking on the rooftops. You want on rooftops to where you look over into Bathsheba's yard and see her bathing? Then you can start the plan. Hey, Bathsheba, what's up? No, get up. You got to bow. It's all good. Oh, put a towel on. Yeah, well, nigga, you on the roof. Then you go ahead and sleep with her. She goes, might get pregnant, and then you like, hey, call your wife back from the battle. We got made it seem like you slept with Bathsheba, and it's your baby. Get him drunk so that he will go home and I can really pull this off. What the hell you mean your wife's sleeping outside my door? Why did he go home? He said that since the army ain't home, it wouldn't be right for him to go home. This is not what I had in mind. Let's see. This dude is loyal. This dude is about about the Israel. You know what? I gotta get rid of this man. This thing. Let me write this letter. Joab. Put Uriah in the front of the battle and have his ass killed. Uriah, this is Joab. Shalom. That's a thought. Then when the Most High was ready to kill David, because David had enough good works that he got spared, but that baby died. But then what consequences was he having with David's family? We see where David's son wound up raping David's daughter. What was the nigga's name? One of David's sons raped Absalom's sister. Then Absalom wind up killing this nigga. Then Absalom had to flee away. Then Absalom comes back, and then Absalom tries to take over the kingdom. He tried to create a coup against his father, because in Absalom's mind, David ain't fit to be a king because he didn't do nothing about this nigga that raped my sister. Tamar was the Absalom sister's name. That was her name. David, you're not worthy to rule because you did this, you did that, and you didn't do nothing
to have my sister. Isaac matters my own hands. So he came up with this whole plot, this whole plan to overthrow David's kingdom. He got 50 of the yokest niggas. I think this is the second Chronicles 16. I'm not going to look at it right now because I don't want to get too far off. And then he dressed the flyest. He made sure he had one of the flyest chariots and just to impress, floss him. And as people would come to David for counsel, he sent at the gate of the castle and be like, hey, what's going on? Damn, man. Really, that happened to you? He's real fake ass. I'm a fake brother. I really care about your welfare. I'm really down for you. I really feel for what you're going through. Man, if only I was in charge. If only I was in charge, man, I'd really help you out. But this was the consequence of what happened with David, because David took matters in his own hands. So Saul took matters in his own hands. All his sons died. David took matters in his own hands, and that one son died, but then he had an internal warfare, his kids killing one another, and his own son trying to overthrow his kingdom. He would enjoy that if somebody did not finally kill Absalom behind not keeping the commandments of the Most High. And the commandments of the Most High are for our what? For our good always. Last scripture for tonight, since I just heard the title about this, he lapsed. These are the First Chronicles, right? Let's read Luke 12:47 real quick. Just ask that question, then I'm going to come back to this other scripture. Luke 12:47. Let me all read it real quick.
And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes.
And there was plenty of warnings that was given to Saul. It wasn't like he was just one mistake and that was it. There was many warnings Saul got you off to. Hey, you keep doing the Most High is not with this. There was many warnings that he was given. But when a person, again, they take on authority to themselves that is not theirs. You mess it up. You're thinking that you can just tell people what to do and you can't get checked. You can't be. You got Israelite camps where they literally say, if it's not under commanding general such and such, it's not of the truth. Nigga, what the fuck? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. What are you talking about? You're the only one that Christ speaks to. You're the Pope now. So the Roman Catholics have the Pope, and Israel now has you. Nope, can't be you because this other nigga say he's a comforter. He's the Holy Spirit. He doesn't have to answer to nobody but God. Where the hell you get that from? You don't have to answer to, you literally answer to nobody. Can we see this in the scriptures? Yeah. And men who got to that point where they have to answer to nobody, you're just in charge. You can do what you want to do when you want to do it. Oh, I feel for you. And whatever they say, that's the law. Above God's law. Above God's word. Why does the Bible even translate into English? So that everybody can read God's word. So that everybody, the common man, could read God's word, that this is what God said. But we don't read. We don't study. We keep looking for people who are going to tell me what I want to hear. That's going to go with my opinion. That, well, I can be a respected person. Again, I started that class. I know that's what I got to finish. Even when the Most High gave Saul to Israel, he was pissed. But why was Israel so accepting of Saul being the king? He was the tallest nigga above everybody else. He was, I said, all of us in Israel came to his shoulder. He was the tallest nigga in Israel. He got to be a king. I'll follow him to battle. He's going to fight our battle. The most I've been fighting our battles for the past 40 years. Since he came out of Egypt, he's been fighting our battles, but no. This tall, big nigga right here, he's got to be the king. Whatever he says goes. I'm going with him. And y'all, what's this? Because we go out to the all the prison. Even David's father didn't recognize David when he came to anointing the new king. All of David's brothers went before Samuel. And when Samuel first saw David's oldest brother, he was, this got to be the king. This evil ass looking at God. Once I said nope. And got all the way down to where Samuel had to say to Jesse, is this all your sons? Oh, yeah. There's David. Yeah. Chase the sheep. Bring him here. And the scripture says David was a stripling, meaning David didn't have that Rock Atlas V-cut 12-pack veins just popping out of everywhere. That's why he got to be the king. To be a sibling, David was the smallest, weakest looking. He was the runt of the litter. Let me say it like that. That's who the Most High picked as the king. This man's going to follow everything I say. This man is what I'm about. But Israel is about the outward appearance and how somebody talks and how somebody looks. Israel ain't about who's giving you the word of the Most High that you might be protected, that you might be doing right, that the Most High be there for you. But no, he like Absalom, look at the car he does. For Absalom, look at the chair he drives. God must be with him. Look at the clothes he wears. Man, God got to be with him. Man, Saul, the tallest, that nigga's huge. That's got to be the one. All we kept showing the Most High is we don't follow his word. We don't follow him. We don't know nothing about him. But we keep using the standard of the world and try and put that over what the Most High is, and that's why I'm right. Last scripture, though, for tonight. 2 Chronicles, chapter 24 and verse 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 24 and verse 20. I got it. 2 Chronicles, I'm going to highlight this. I know where I left off at. All right, 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 20, you read. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Zechariah the priest, Zechariah the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, and have not, and he has also forsaken you. So the question being asked, why do we transgress the commandments of the Lord that we can't prosper? Why does it like you just can't seem to get up? Why does it seem like this doesn't happen or that doesn't happen, whatever? Because we keep transgressing the commandments of the Lord. As we forsake the Most High, he forsakes us. We don't have to listen to Most High's words. He ain't listen to you. If you're in trouble, going through something, need some help, when the Most High is trying to give you his word before you got in trouble, you was on your is. You was on your BS. You was on, nope, I got my own goal. I got my plan. I got something I got going on. I'm doing me. And I'm not trying to have that interrupted. Okay? Even with trying to give you scriptures, you got something else to say. You got to just say something. And so let the Most High's word be the Most High's word. All right, cool. Since you're forsaking the Most High, he's also going to forsake you. This is where we get the understanding in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. You reap what you sow. You started this. I don't know why all this is happening to me. Well, let me read it to you. You stopped listening to the Most High, and it came about your opinion. It became about your feelings. It came about how you kept presuming that what you were doing was okay. You kept presuming that what somebody was telling you in the scriptures was wrong. You got your own thing going on. You got your own way of looking at it. Okay, because you kept presuming that. You kept doing that, and I can't nobody give you a scripture. There's got to be some backup on your end. There's got to be some explanation on your end. When God forsakes you, be quiet. Because now you're trying to use your witchcraft. Now you're trying to just talk and talk and talk and talk until you get things your way. Because you want a natural world. If I just run my mouth long enough, eventually everybody's going to be there. If I just keep talking, eventually everybody's going to give me, whether I'm right with the scriptures or not, whether somebody's going to give me scriptures or not, no, can't hear that, not going to hear that. La, 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 la. I'm a witch. I'm a witch. I'm not hearing that. You're not fighting man. You're fighting the Most High. You don't want to hear it? You've got to get you're not going to stop until you get your point across. Whether somebody's trying to give you a scripture or not, cool, no problem. Okay. Someone tried to warn you. Someone tried to show you the Most High's way. Somebody tried to show you the right way. But you didn't take it that way. You presumed they just had something against you. You presumed they were mad at you. You presumed they just had a bad day at work, and that's the only reason why they called me this way. You presume whatever it is you presumed. His favorite TV show got canceled, so this is why he's pissed off. You presumed whatever. So now the words of the Most High are being rejected. When the Most High rejects you, go back and consider your ways. Go back and examine yourself. So I'm going to end it with that. I'm going to end it with that. Next time I think of this class, there's definitely going to be a part 3. We're probably going to do a part 4 in this. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. I'm sorry? No, no. There's 9 pages, and we made it to page 2. Traditions and commandments. Traditions versus commandments. And this was part 2. All right, for those that were able to tune in and listen, and the one the yesterday who called me, let me know. I didn't have I had the phone on, but I didn't have my speaker on. So that's why half the class wasn't heard by everybody. So everybody could have read it, it didn't matter. please tune in. This is Sunday. Please tune in on Tuesday. If TalkSpot's not working, we have TalkSpot Tuesdays. As he'll be continuing in his classes and his understanding, please tune into ISBHBK. And we need everybody to like, share, and subscribe to all the ISBHBK YouTube channels. According to the algorithm, we want to help these brothers get more views and get them put up more. So even if you just tune into the show, like it, share it, and leave a comment. I'm finding that also. Leave a comment on a YouTube. Great class, whatever, thumbs up. Leave a comment, and that's going to help them be able to get both classes out a whole lot more. Again, Blog Talk will be again on Tuesday, and we'll go from there. And then I'm still trying to, be in touch with the guy. I know everybody's listening to his voice and his perspective and his teaching. let me get him back online next week also. So with that, my name is Vashaba, and for ISBHPK, and for the brothers and sisters and family here in Albuquerque, we would like to say shalom.
Shalom.